ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。英会答士のその2、49から73に回答してください。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではテストを始めます。パート A。リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。
Listening 1.
So what shall we do when we're finished here?
After walking in the park, I really need to cool down.
Why don't we go watch a movie? It's air conditioned.But we need to finish our shopping here first, and then go get something to eat.
I don't want to eat in a restaurant, so let's just get some sandwiches from the refrigerator over there.
I'm okay with that.
Question 49. Where are the man and woman talking? Listening 2.
I want to find a new job.
But I thought you liked your current job. You just got promoted too.
The promotion is the problem. I just don't have any free time now.
But your job's so well paid.
Yeah, I know the salary's good. And I have to admit that the work is interesting most of the time. I just need more time for myself at the weekends.
Well, if I were you, I'd think about it carefully. Good jobs are hard to come by.
Question 50. Why is the woman thinking of leaving her job? Listening 3.
Next in line, please.
Hi, I'd like 2 premium seats for the 7 p.m. showing of Pac-Man Eats Tokyo this evening.
I'm sorry, but we only have regular tickets for that show.And also for the 8:30 showing. The next available premium tickets today are for either the 9:15 or the 10:30 showing.
Okay, I'll take 2 premium tickets for the earlier one then.
Question 51. What time will the man see the movie?Listening 4.
Welcome to Antonio's cooking show, and today we are preparing Italian food.
Yes, we will be preparing 3 tomato dishes.
Italian cooking means tomato dishes.
Actually, did you know that tomatoes come from South America and that they weren't brought to Italy until 1548? And even then, Italians thought they were poisonous and so only used the plants for decoration.
Really?
Yes, and they didn't start cooking with tomatoes until the 17th and 18th centuries, although they still weren't really popular because they were too expensive. But over time, the price dropped as farmers developed more varieties.
Fascinating, Antonio. So, which of the varieties will we be using in our 3 dishes today?
Question 52. Why didn't Italians eat tomatoes before 1548?Listening 5.
Hello, Alex. Thank you so much for going to the supermarket and doing some shopping for me.
Not at all. I managed to get most of the things you asked for, but they didn't have the French cheese that you wanted.
That's okay.
They didn't have the kind of green tea that you like either. However, I got you this one instead. If you don't like it, I'll take it back.
No, that's fine. Thanks. How about the cat food?
Oh, sorry. I just knew there was something I didn't remember to get you.
Don't worry. I've still got a few cans of it left.
Okay. By the way, they haven't got any Fuji apples in yet, so I didn't get those either.
That's fine. Well, look, Alex, thanks again for all this.
Question 53. What did the man forget to buy for the woman? Listening 6.
Hi, Brad. This is Fifi.
Evening, Fifi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. You go for a run every morning in South Park, don't you?
Yes. Why? Would you like to come along too?
Well, yes, actually, if you don't mind. What time do you usually go running?
Well, I generally get up around 6 o'clock and do a few stretching exercises. I'm usually ready to leave at about 6:30. I could give you a call then.
Would you mind giving me a call before you start your exercises?
Sure. We could meet at the entrance to the park if you like.
Let's do that.
Great. See you at the park gate tomorrow then, Fifi.
Question 54. When will the man call the woman? Listening 7.
Darla, can I ask you for a favour? I'm leaving for a vacation next week on Tuesday, and I need someone to look after my dog, Pete.
Sure, Amos. How long will you be away?
My flight leaves on Tuesday morning, and I fly back on Saturday evening. It would help if I could drop Pete off on Monday evening, because the flight leaves early on Tuesday.
Sure, no problem. I can take care of him until Sunday, if you like. You might be tired from your flight.
That's kind of you, but I'll pick him up on the way back from the airport.
Question 55. When will the woman look after the man's dog? Listening 8.
Jenny, I heard you missed school yesterday because you were sick. Are you all right? You still don't look very well.
I've been better.
So why didn't you stay home today?
Actually, I didn't have to come in for classes today, but I needed to hand in my final report so it wouldn't be late. Then I met John, and he offered to take me for lunch.
Well, take it easy and get some rest tonight.
Question 56. Why did the woman come to school today? Listening 9.
Are you looking forward to moving into your new apartment?
Yeah, it's a lot bigger than the one I'm living in right now. It has an extra bedroom and the rooms are larger too.
That's great. Is it finished?
There's a nice sofa, and I brought the dining table and chairs from my old place. I still have to buy a cabinet and a bed, though.
What about the bed I bought you last year?
Yeah, Mum, I'm going to use that, but I need another one for the guest room.
Question 57. What does the man have to buy for his new apartment? Listening 10.
Welcome to the library. Here on the first floor, you can use these computers to search for books or other materials. The desk over there is where you check out books. If you go down these stairs to B1, you'll find books on natural science and world history. Another floor down on B2, you'll find books on social science. If you want to do some copying, the machines are there too. If you go up to the second floor, You'll find all the foreign language books.
Question 58. On which floor are the copy machines?
パート B リスニング11から12では、英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題はありません。
Listening 11.
Hello listeners, this is Penny Perseta with you for our regular business podcast, MoneyWise. Today, our reporter Jay Seeby will be talking to us about a recent survey about the use of cash in Europe. So, Jay, it seems more and more of us are using cards or smartphone apps to pay for goods and services instead of using cash.
Hello, Penny. Yes, indeed. This survey of 13 European countries found that more than a third of Europeans would prefer to rely on electronic forms of payment rather than cash. In fact, more than 43% of Europeans said that they had used cash less frequently in the previous 12 months.
That's quite a few people, isn't it? Is it the same picture for all countries?
Not quite. In the survey, only 10% of Germans reported that they rarely use cash, as did 19% of Italians. However, in Poland, this figure rises to 33%. In France, 35% of those surveyed said they rarely use cash.
I see. It seems that Sweden is something of a leader in cashless shopping.
Well, yes, Sweden is now one of the leading cashless countries in the world. As early as 2016, Swedes used cards or smartphone apps to pay for 95% of everything that they bought. Incredibly, 900 of Sweden's 1,600 bank branches don't take in or provide cash. They don't work with cash at all.
Well, I never.
Furthermore, by 2021, experts predict that close to 100% of business transactions will be cashless. In fact, shops and businesses are already legally allowed to refuse payments in cash, although most shops will accept cash, especially from tourists.
Fascinating. Well, thank you for coming in to talk to us, Jay, and we'll talk with you again on our next MoneyWise podcast.
Listening 12.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the opening of our new restaurant. As you probably know, this is now our third location. Those of you who have enjoyed eating at either our beachside or airport locations won't be disappointed. We'll maintain the same late opening hours and high standards that we have already established. You can enjoy our famous delicious menu at the same great value, but right here in the middle of the city and on a much larger scale. Not to mention the great views of the ocean to the east of town and the mountains up north. We're also just a 5-minute walk away from Riverside Station, where you can enjoy an after-dinner stroll by the river. We will also be introducing live music for the first time 4 nights a week. Our pianist will be happy to play your requests, starting right now. Enjoy!
Part C.リスニング13から14では、英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選んでください。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まりますので、 印刷されている問題文に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 13. You will hear a man talking to a woman about traveling by train. Look at the five sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, please. I want some information about London to Oxford trains.
Certainly. When are you going to travel? Today?
Next Tuesday. I think there's a train at 11:30 in the morning.
Let me see. Yes, there is. It gets there at 1:30.
How much is a ticket, please?
If you buy the ticket today, a single is £35 and a return is £60.
I need a ticket to come back on the same day. I can get lunch on the train, can't I?
There isn't a restaurant car on that train, but the bar sells drinks and sandwiches.
That'll be okay. Is it cheaper to buy a ticket here at the station, or can I get one at a better price at a travel agency?
The ticket will be the same price, but you'll have to pay an additional booking fee at an agency.
Listening 14. You will hear a boy called Manny talking to a girl called Dora about studying abroad. Look at the six sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Hey, Dora, is that a study abroad magazine?
Oh, this? Yes. I've been thinking about what kind of program might be best for me. I'd really like to go abroad for a year, but I'm worried about the cost.
How about going abroad on a short program, just for a month or so? My older sister went to France for 6 weeks and loved it.
Yeah, my brother studied Chinese in China for 1 month, and he had a good time too. I would like to stay overseas for a long time, but as I've never been abroad, maybe a 1 month program is best. I probably have about enough saved up now for a few weeks abroad.
Maybe you can do both. This year you could study abroad for a month. If you like it, then you could save up some more money for a longer-term program. Anyway, you should talk to your parents first.
I did. They said they would support whatever decision I make. However, my father does prefer that I go on a short program, while my mother just wants me to go to a safe place. My sister wants me to go somewhere warm with a beach.
I can believe that. Your sister loves the beach and she probably plans to visit you. Well, good luck sorting it out. I've got a class now. See you later.
Okay, thanks, Manny. See you then.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。